Seven sleeping Anunnaki scientists are in the process of awakening and revealing advanced technology and hidden knowledge secrets.
You are listening to Exopolitics Today with Dr. Michael Sala, your source for the uncensored truth regarding the human, extraterrestrial, global, and political agenda. Click the like button and subscribe to this channel. And now, here's Dr. Michael Sala.
On November 1st, my US Army source, JP, revealed that another giant king in a stasis chamber had been found in Iraq. According to other sources, the giant is one of a group of 12 scientists left by a departing faction of the Anunnaki. JP gave details of the location of the sleeping giant as somewhere under the remains of the Sumerian city of Nippur, which was the ancient capital of the leader of the Anunnaki space fleet, Enlil, and his son, Ninurta. The location of Nippur as one of the places where a sleeping giant could be found was highly significant, as it meant some of the ancient Anunnaki space technology was almost certain to be found hidden in the buried ruins. In my previous article discussing JP's update, I mentioned how Thorhan Eredian had revealed the identity of the giant to Elena Danan to be Aruna, one of Enlil's children. In order to find out more about Aruna and other sleeping giants, Elena asked Enki, aka Prince Ea, about the identity of the sleeping Anunnaki that had been left behind when he left Earth after the Great Flood, circa 9700 BC. What follows is Enki's responses to Elena's questions, where he discusses a total of 12 Anunnaki scientists that have been left behind, each possessing unique esoteric knowledge and technology secrets. Enki, my crew decided to stay. Well, indeed most of them. Some others decided to leave Earth with me. They wanted to go home, but those who stayed took upon the mission and responsibility to be the keepers of the knowledge. Each of them, you see, are key activators for the technology. Not only their body's genetic frequency key is necessary, but it must be coupled with their personal consciousness. You see, consciousness is the key. Elena, how many are they, the sleeping Anunnaki in stasis? Enki, they were 12, but 4 bodies have been destroyed, and 1 is in the custody of the enemy. 7 remain untouched, 4 are in the process of activation. Elena, Kukul Khan is one of the 4? Enki, Ningish Zida, yes. Elena, who are the others? Enki, knowing their names is part of the activation process, so I cannot disclose their real names, you understand? Some are not ready yet. Elena, I do understand. Thorhan told me that the one under Nippur is named Aruna. Is that right? Enki, how do you know about him? Elena, our friend that is in the Earth's secret military programs told us. He may go on a mission there. Elena is here referring to JP, who was the first to be given details about a new sleeping giant located in Iraq and had passed on the geographic coordinates of where it was found. JP had previously witnessed the sleeping giant in a Florida cavern, who Thorhan identified as Ningish Zida, who was also known as Kukul Khan, Quetzalcoatl, Viracocha, etc. Ningish Zida's activation process got a boost when he was identified at a major Orlando conference with over 900 attendees who participated in an activation ceremony led by an Aztec shaman, Quetzalcoatl. Elena next brought up the question of technologies that could be found in Nippur, and Enki went on to elaborate on their advanced nature and sophistication. Elena, Thorhan said that Aruna is a scientist engineer specializing in spacecraft. Enki, the master shipmaker. The technology he is guarding has great power. With the ships are also the core engines and a far greater technology, power energy sources. The containers are still there, but no one on planet Earth knows how to activate them. Terrans are even scared to handle these containers, so they are waiting for the keys to understand how it works. The key is genome consciousness. Elena, can anyone incarnated on Earth who has the same genetics activate this technology? Enki, how do you think they choose the soldiers and the people for these missions? all had the genome, and, you know, otherwise, they couldn't access the places. The frequency shields would stop them. By genome consciousness, Enki is referring to individuals such as JP and Radu Sinema, described in the Transylvania Sunrise book series, who carry the right genetics to both access locations where ancient technologies are hidden, pass through sophisticated protective frequency barriers, and finally activate these ancient technologies. In previous articles, I explained how JP would activate technologies when he entered buried space arcs. Over the last 2 years, JP has been given more responsibility for missions to hidden space arcs and other ancient extraterrestrial technologies. He has been leading missions and instructing others, which corroborates what Enki revealed about those with the right genome consciousness being the keys to finding and activating such advanced technologies. Similarly, Radu Sinema has been allowed to go on missions to various ancient technologies associated with a buried hall of records in the Bujej Mountains of Romania, which links to similar halls in Egypt, Tibet, and Iraq. In his books, Sinema explains how genome consciousness is the key to accessing ancient technologies, which are either extraterrestrial or human in origin. In response to another question from Elena, Enki next describes the existence of a stargate hidden under Nippur and its centrality to a more extensive network that connected to the rest of the galaxy. Elena, Thorhan mentioned the stargate. Enki, there, under the Nippur area outside the ancient city, is the main gate that once connected this planet to the network of the great routes of this galaxy. It is deactivated, but it is the central key linking all the other gates together. This central portal links minor portals in other ancient places where records and technology are secretly kept. I first began writing about the Iraq Stargate in 2003 and it being the real reason for the Iraq invasion by the Bush administration. Since then, there has been much written about the existence of stargates and efforts to control these by multiple authors. Enki's responses to Elena Danan's questions have given many more details about the incredible technologies and information that can be found at the locations where different Anunnaki scientists have been hiding in stasis chambers. According to JP's information, these scientists were giants in physical stature and were regarded as kings by early humans. As the Anunnaki scientists awaken, we will learn more about the technology and knowledge that lay buried with them for millennia, and how the release of this will help propel humanity to a new golden age. I'm very pleased to announce that on December 3rd, I will be holding my final webinar for 2022. The topic will be Enki's Return, Restoring Adamic DNA, Tree of Life, and Awakening Giants. I will go into much more detail about the history of the Anunnaki, what is known of stasis giants, the Tree of Life, and discuss the latest updates with a special panel featuring Elena Danan and Alex Collier. More information is available at exopolitics.org.
You have been listening to Exopolitics Today with Dr. Michael Sala. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe to this channel. Join or start a conversation in the comments. Take the time to explore the vast library of best-selling books, webinars, and podcasts by Dr. Sala. Visit exopoliticstoday.com.